Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You got to help me understand something.
All right, I'm ready.
I don't understand the FedEx playoffs in golf. What I mean by that is you could have finished last yesterday but still advance.
Yes, your points that you've compiled during the year carry over. And but then we get actually tremendous bonus points for what you do in this tournament. But yeah, I mean, who's number? John Rahm hasn't, he didn't play, right?
He played.
Well, he's still number one, and he hasn't done well for
He didn't do well in this St. Jude championship.
But I was wrong with you last week. I said, it's 70, 50, and then 30. Okay, so they're the top 50, but I looked up the top 50 points, and you're right. There's a lot of guys just in there because of
what
they
did
during the season performance. Yeah, and now, you know, that the season in the last several years has gone back to the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's off the starting this year. They got the fall thing as a special five or six tournaments that sort of make you eligible for the next year, but the 2024 season does not start until the tournament of whatever we call the tournament of champions in Hawaii now.
So Lucas Glover,
if we have it in Hawaii, by the way, since Maui's had a little difficulty.
So Lucas Glover could finish 45th next weekend at the BMW,
but
still remain alive.
Yes, and he's probably, where's he in points now, about fourth or fifth?
He's about fifth place.
Yes. And what they do now, so people got very confused when the guy who did not win the tournament won the FedEx Cup, right? I remember Billy Horschel you did not win the FedEx Cup just because you won the last event, right? So they started to change that 3-4 years, and you know now they have the stroke adjustment, right? You start off, if you're the number one player, you start off the tournament 10 strokes ahead of the last guy.
Right.
And then there's 8, 7, 6, 5. So then they can just put on the scoreboard how much you're under par for 4 days. And it's obviously very difficult if you're giving John Rahm 10 strokes and you're
here's what I would say about that.
30th or something.
I think the PGA and FedEx have done a poor job of making this easily understandable to the golf fan.
And as you were watching, I watched some of it yesterday, not a lot.
I watched it all for the playoff.
But it's a lot. It becomes a lot of gobbledygook. How did they get done, by the way? It was dark, wasn't it?
No, they finished by 7:30, I think, Memphis time.
Memphis time, which is our time.
Yeah.
But Memphis got to get dark a little earlier than us.
Right, but they did it. And I think Glover's one of the great sports stories of the last 5 years.
Especially because of Mrs. Glover.
Is it Memphis ain't getting an old bleeping time machine?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But, it is. He was playing. And they're crediting to a change of his putter.
Yep, he's got the tall putter now.
He's gone to the tall putter, and he started making putts, and then they said, and the rest of his game just got great. It's incredible. He's won two tournaments in a row. And you said his lowest was 120-something?
I think before he won the Wyndham, he was 172nd.
Yeah, wow.
In FedEx points. So that's he didn't have any points.
But winning one did get him into the top 70, huh?
Yeah, then he won. Yeah. Then winning this one, he's now number five.
Yes. Well, it is complicated. Yes, it is.
Can you not play in the BMW and still remain alive?
Yeah.
I mean, for example, could Rahm say, "I'm not going to play next week"?
Yeah, he'd still be in.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
They've done a poor job of making that so the fan has some invested interest in this.
Yeah, but now they got Rahm and these guys playing for the extra strokes that they get when they get to East Lake.
All right.
You know, East Lake was a lot more fun, too, when they played it in the autumn.
Yeah.
You know, they played it in the autumn, and it was the leaves were changing down there in Atlanta, and the temperature was 60 degrees.
Right.
Now they're going to go down there in 2 weeks and sweat their rear end off just like they did in Memphis
this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. And Olympia Fields this week, which is, you know, for the Chicago, the BMW. But I do like the fact that the first part of the playoffs is 70 players instead of 125. They might go up a little next year and make it 75 or something.
So who doesn't advance to the BMW?
The 20 guys that finished 51 through 70 yesterday. But among the
people who finish 51 through 70 might be somebody that still has enough points.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, well, you probably,
if you're cheap-ass paper, print every score, but they don't. They cut it off at about 20 players.
How about your paper?
They got every score.
Did they really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we don't.
Uh-huh.
We don't. So
you got that going for you.
That's what we got going.
Well, may I ask a dumb question in regards to this? How is this helping to attract the fringe golf fan? Because that's what I'm going to guess, is that it's not bringing in the...
They just wanted to make it less confusing.
But they've done
for
the
people
opposite
in the final week. Well, not really, if you're paying any attention. It's, you can't say all season, these are the FedEx standings, and then not have those count the first 2 weeks of the playoffs.
Okay.
You know? So if you win five tournaments during the year, three tournaments, you should get to go to East Lake.
Let me ask, follow up then. Did they steal this from NASCAR? Or did NASCAR steal this from golf?
Why is NASCar working a similar way?
Well, it sounds like it's the very similar.
NASCAR decided they had to have a playoff. Yeah, because here was NASCAR's problem. They'd go into the last race of the season, and, you know, Jeff Gordon could be if he didn't crash, he'd already won. You know, if he finished, he didn't win. So they wanted to have that,
some
too.
Intrigue.
But, it's all creating playoffs out of nothing. But
you spent your weekend breaking down Town Ball.
Oh, man. I wrote...
That was a long piece.
That was 2,400 words.
Yep.
And I submitted it, and I called them back and said, yeah, I can go get you 10 inches if you want it. And they basically just decided to slap the whole thing in there, and not a lot of art and stuff, but... there was a couple of things that I didn't actually get in. I could have written even more, but I had to get that last story in, Jack Aiken, the baseball bat, where he breaks into the beer and then tells the guy, hey, I hit that ball so hard I got dented. Can you get me a new bat?
And you might need a new fridge door.
Yeah, right.
What year does this go back to?
Oh, him. He was there in the 80s. But
no, the Town Ball concept.
Well, the state amateur tournament goes back to 1924.
100 years.
But even before that, in the 1880s, some of these towns were playing. But in 1950, after the war,
there
were 799 Town Ball teams.
Wow.
They were playing I had some guy send me a text on some of the teams his dad was playing against in the 1950s up by Bemidji, these towns don't even exist. They don't exist. They're a grain elevator at best. And up there, they don't have grain elevators.
But now a town ball team could have players not from that town. Is that correct?
They now are up to a 30-mile radius, right?
Oh, it is.
Not all leagues are, though. Some leagues can have a tighter rule.
And there's different rules, too, Joe, where the principal rule is, for instance, a lot of kids sign their first contract out of high school. So I signed my first contract when I was still living at my parents' house in Faribault.
You get paid to be on a town ball team?
You don't.
What's the contract?
Well, not anymore. You used to, but not anymore.
1940, into the 50s, you did, yeah.
But so for instance, once I sign my initial contract, I can move wherever I want.
But you can play for Faribault.
But I can still.
But
what's the purest town ball teams left? The purest one, meaning everyone's not 30 miles away. They're right there.
Oh, there's quite a few.
But there's also rules now where there's called a heritage rule. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if someone's outside of that radius, for instance, like my kids, when they get old enough, they're more than 30 miles away, but because I'm tied to the Faribault program, my kids could go play for them, which is a cool rule.
In college admissions.
But I'll give you this. I had this example in the piece. But Aaron Erickson was extremely well-established as a Dundas Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a smart guy with a good job with Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved him to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And he would fly in on the red eye on Thursday nights and fly back out on Sundays, and he was the MVP of the 1999 tournament, playing third for the Dukes. And I met him. He's not a dweeby guy. He was a regular human being, but it was important enough to him to buy that red-eye ticket and fly back out.
And as I was reading that, I recall...
Legacy. Your kids would be legacy.
Well, no, he had played
But he had already
there.
Played for
he
the
played
Dukes.
He played there, and so he was not trying to jump. Oh. It's when you're trying to jump to another club, like my guy Joe Driscoll did on occasion.
Yeah.
You know.
Where are you living? And he point to the phone. Right
he was
there.
A LeSueur guy who then played for the Prior Lake Jays, who... Herb Isaacson put together, and they basically said, we have no real reason, but we're throwing you out of the turn. We're throwing you out. We're banning you because you're basically the Gophers, an all-star team.
Right.
So they banned them, and then Joe went to Arlington when they had that dynasty there, and then he was ended up in Red Wing.
So, Joe, the guy Pat's talking about that would take the red eye? The summer of 99, we were still using aluminum bats then.
Yeah.
And that young man happened to hit one off me that cleared the river and may have hit one of the bars in downtown Dundas. That's how far he hit that ball. He was a good ball player.
Big Lou hit a few.
He was a good ball player.
Yeah. And hey, Dundas and Meadsville, both down 2-1.
Yep.
Came back against your DRS teams.
Yes, they did.
Both of them made it.
This thing runs a month, doesn't it?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
They have four sites now, but. Joe, the Delano, I was at the Delano Ballpark Wednesday, I guess I drove out there. Man, is that magnificent.
It's a great ballpark.
They're working on it constantly to get it ready for this tournament.
Although your guy over here, Patrick, he's very disappointed Faribault's not hosting it again this summer.
Yeah, right? So you could...
Is this bleeping thing over yet?
Well, I mean, last year was ridiculous you even worked here. I mean, what was the point of you being here?
You know what the least surprising thing for me was to go out to see the guy working on the field, and he was a schlepper.
Right.
We wouldn't have town team ball if we didn't have schleppers.
Right, all
well,
over
you got
to
explain that because it's a family name. Somebody named Schlepper.
Stearns County. Then they spread out to Shakopee and St. Cloud, and then now Delano's had a. He's been there 35 years. They've created a few schleppers. There's three schleppers in the starting lineup for Shakopee as they advance. And the schlepper guys up in the great ballpark in this little non-town farming, the Schlepper brothers, because they got the Schleppers came up with the money and named it in honor of their six six uncles who and an Elmer and those guys. So there's a lot of schleppers. Okay. A lot of schleppers. And
this is, I'm telling, I've been telling you this for years. This is straight out of GL.
It really is.
I run into a listener almost every time we play a game.
Yes. Well, you know, I think the one thing might have changed in the history of Town to Ball is the political bent. Eugene McCarthy played baseball for Watkins, and Watkins is right up there next to Stearns County, but not in Stearns County. But Eugene used to get about 80% of the vote when he ran. In he got reelected to the Senate twice, and then he was a representative for 6 years too. And that doesn't happen anymore. A DFLer doesn't get 80% of the vote in Stearns County. He gets about 12, not counting St. Cloud. So anyway, that's changed a little.
And your twins.
Well, hold on. One final thing though on that. We had a guy, Joe, that was on the state amateur baseball board and decided to run for politics because the board was too political.
Oh, yeah.
Your guy Krieger. Mm-hmm. He said, too political, I'm running for office.
Yeah, well, that's what I always tell him. Anyway. Yeah, it is. Oh, Dick Putz from St. Cloud. I saw him drink 532 beers. I was a friend of his up there. But he became the head of the board. He was insane. He hated success. Anybody that was succeeding, they tried to break him up. Putzy was nuts. But anyway, that's enough, Town Ball. We're going to have a podcast Wednesday, right?
Wednesday we're going to do one. Yes, sir.
Well, you are.
Patrick and I are going to. Yes.
Who's our other?
Jeremy Stender from KGLB. Oh, yeah, he covers Town Ball like a blanket.
Are any of those Town Ball games covered by radio stations?
Well, the KGLB crew, they cover a lot of the Crow Wing County.
If you want to pay the tariff, you can watch them on TV now. Yep. For
really?
For whatever the
YouTube. It's not much, yeah.
Whatever the YouTube thing is or something. I don't know. Anyway, it was...
No. Who's the town that has the cheese curds?
Oh, you're thinking of Cologne, the Hollanders. Cologne.
They didn't make it.
They did not make it.
The Hollanders didn't make it.
They did not make it.
There's a lot of talk that our guy, he's more worried about the food truck than he is the Hollanders
might
now.
Might be.
His cheese curds made so famous, he got a... And
he got distracted.
A little Reuben thing.
One of the members of the Mueller family, Todd Mueller, did the great coffee table book on the, the ballpark.
Oh, true. That's right. Yes, he did.
Mueller's got it. And Bookie Larson. I talked to Bookie. Bookie and the other guy, Armin Peterson, went to the Historical Society and found box scores from like 1882 out of town weekly newspapers and stuff. So, yeah, bookies spend a little more time on that than I'd want to researching it. But anyway. All right. What do you want to ask me about the Twins?
Well, Philly must be a good baseball town. They really draw.
Well, they were in the World Series.
Well, and they're going to be a wild card team this year, probably.
They should be. But here's the deal. In the last 2.5 weeks, the American League Central gets badmouthed all over the country, right?
That's right.
Our boys are 1-6 against the AL Central and 7-2 against everybody else.
Yep.
So maybe
it's a tough league.
Maybe the AL Central is a meat grinder.
Tough division.
You know, it is.
Tough division.
Even though I did look at the wild card standings yesterday. And our opponents are 11, 12, 13, and 14, and then Oakland's 15. But the rest of the Central has her pretty well locked up, the bottom five there. So how they managed to lose to, 3 out of 4 to Detroit and get swept by Kansas City and then play good against the other teams, I have no
idea. Saw a poll question, and it was, hey, Twins fans, would you want to see? And one of the options, and I don't remember which one the percentage won, but it was, would you want to see Twins win the division with losing record?
Who's the Oakland pitcher who made a great fielding play and then didn't do anything with the ball?
The kid, yeah, he tried to walk it to first.
He forgot to get the guy out.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
They were playing Washington.
He snaps up a ground ball, and he kind of saunters to first as the player, to his credit, hustling. the Washington player speeding down the line. The Oakland guy's got it in his glove. The first baseman's waiting for a toss. The guy just keeps walking.
That would be Oakland A's right-hander Luis Medina.
Well, really? He's an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, well, things happen.
Things happen.
Well, have you ever seen that before? I never have.
Generally speaking, not in the big leagues. I've probably seen it watching 10-year-old baseball.
Well, yeah, you see it in the youth games.
Yes, yes. So the big story in baseball right now is, though, the Tampa Bay Rays, who were the story of baseball for the 2 months, they've been struggling. But one smart thing they did was sign Wander Franco to an 11-year contract when he was a kid. Wander just got put on the restricted list. He was apparently romancing a 14-year-old.
I think they let him go completely, didn't they?
They did they? I don't. I saw restricted list, or did they now release him?
I thought he was released. You can double check that.
Oh, I'm on it right now.
I don't know. I thought it was a restricted list.
A 14-year-old. That's a little young.
Yeah, and he's got a wife and two kids.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's not going to work out for him. Is he Dominican?
He is a. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's Dominican or Venezuelan, but
his name's Wander.
Yeah, great player. Hell of a shortstop. I don't know. Has he been charged with anything?
That's what I'm looking right now to see if there is an update.
I don't think he's been, you know. He allowed this 14-year-old to send pictures out on social media, however, right?
Ooh.
Was that not something that happened? So.
Well, according to the Chicago Tribune, this is the latest headline I'm seeing. This is from 3 minutes ago. Wander Franco and the Rays mutually agree that he will go on the restricted list while MLB looks into social media posts involving the shortstop. He did not accompany the Rays to San Francisco for Monday's start of a six-game road trip.
And he's with the 14-year-old girl. We don't know what took place, but it's probably not good for his. They probably can get out of the contract, and B, the wife's probably not happy either.
I would think that might be in trouble.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of those guys get married young, though, because of the hardcore Catholic mothers of the girls that they don't want. You know, the famously. They always talked about Zoilo, you know, when he got here, it was supposedly 2021. He already had a couple of kids. And when Zoilo went on a date with this girl, mom sat in the back seat.
No.
Yes. they didn't trust, you know, they were hardcore Catholics down there then in Cuba. So, well, anyway. And what else we got? What do we know about the... our Vikings are going to have what?
How much of that tilt did you see the other night?
None, didn't watch it.
I didn't see
didn't
any.
Didn't see any, but that was way back Thursday, though.
Thursday night, yes.
And now we got the controlled scrimmages, right? So what are we doing tonight? Let's review this.
Well.
In Chad Acid. What are we doing? Oh. Are we just having a normal show?
Little theater-style garage. We've done a couple of these.
Okay.
Where we entertain the masses. We're going to have a wireless mic to roam the crowd. So the guy running the wireless mic might come find you for a question for the crew.
I already said on Twitter, free snubs, especially for trumpeters.
And there'll be some there.
Oh, yeah. There will be some. There'll be a few.
And don't you dare leave till we touch base with you. You know,
I'm not the kind of guy that sneaks out.
They want us to start it at 7:30. I got news for you. I'm starting it earlier than that.
Yeah, I saw on the schedule it said 7.
Oh, 7. I'll go 7, but I'm not waiting till 7:30.
No.
You eat at 5:30. It doesn't take long to eat.
Here's the key.
Yeah.
If it says eat on 5:30,
yep.
Sit down and start serving the food.
That's it.
Yeah.
Eat.
Because it always ends up being late.
That's right.
You know? If you're not there at 5:30... there's going to be a meal at your chair, and you're going to, you know, if it gets cold, the hell with you. Let's go.
Well, plus, do we order off a menu, do you think?
Hell no.
Well, I'm
hell
just,
no.
Just wondering. God,
I think it's more wedding style. You know, you're served what you're served.
Why didn't you just kind of go for the cold cuts or something like that?
Cold cuts?
Yeah, well, who wants
what the
chicken?
Hell? Cold cuts?
Who wants some chicken?
I'm with you. What's that? Finger food.
Yes, finger food. Yeah. That's right. Whores devours.
That's right.
That's what we should add.
We should add whores devours.
Play to whores devours.
Sloppy Joes. That's what we should have done.
I love Sloppy Joes.
I do love Sloppy Joes.
We have them all the time.
Oh, you can't beat a good Sloppy Joe.
Jennifer make the good
ones. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bride made them the other day. They weren't bad.
Yeah.
All right. Run out of topics?
No, I hope you're. Your bride's attending.
Yeah, she's supposed to, but.
Well.
It's.
Uh oh.
I got her to go to the vet thing last night, and she. I should bring that up. The Saint of Second Chances. It's a documentary. It's going to appear on Netflix starting September 19th. It's pretty good. 93 minutes. The disco demolition stuff is hilarious.
Is this a documentary of who?
Mostly Mike, but some Bill too.
Yeah,
some
Vec, man. The Vec family.
And then the last 20 minutes pretty well are devoted to his daughter Rebecca, who ended up with going blind and then having that Batten's disease and died a couple 3 years ago. And Katie was not aware of the Rebecca situation. She got very emotional watching that.
Does Bill Murray play a role in it?
Very little. He gets about 30 seconds.
Oh, that's
the only thing they missed. I mean, you can't. You know, documentaries can't be comprehensive. They'll say last for months. But they did not give, they just in passing mentioned the new ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Vec performed two miracles here. Mm-hmm. One, getting people interested in the Saints originally, mm-hmm. but getting the state and the city to basically finance this wonderful ballpark down in Lower Town. When he first brought it up, we thought he was nuts.
Right.
And he said, and they pulled it off somewhere. Now, I think giving away all the money to the Vikings helped give St. Paul another little something. But I think the team only put $15 million into the deal.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and it's worth $65 million.
It's a nice park.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's fantastic. But nobody, the idea that the Twins would ever be. Was not on the table. Nobody ever mentioned it. You were building this thing for an independent team, playing in a Northern League with a bunch of guys.
Was there genuine hostility between the two when the Saints first came to town?
I think that the Twins kind of. Well, luckily for them, the Twins were coming off winning a World Series and then being very good the next year.
Right.
But they went in the tank while. The Saints came to town.
But the Saints' whole marketing ploy was outdoor baseball.
Yeah, outdoor
come have
baseball.
Fun,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. I don't think they felt like it hurt them much. But
okay.
What hurt them was being bad.
Sure.
Andy, I guess, had a couple of quotes. But there was nobody who took more cheap shots at him than me. I won the prize. Vec and I have become friendly in the last 10 or 12 years, but...
He'd come in studio once a year with you.
Yeah, he used to, I took some shots at the silliness of it all instead of just, writing about the guy off the street they had playing ball, but anyway, that was,
I saw the little tribute to Strawberry that they put together. Yeah. I think I saw that on Twitter. I didn't realize he only played
29 games. Yes, but in 29 games, he had 18 home runs, had 39 RBIs, and walked about 35 or 40 times.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I knew the run was short. I didn't realize it was that short.
He was too good for the league.
Yeah.
But my friend Tommy Keegan was the baseball columnist for the New York Post. And his, Straw the Man and Gooden were huge with the tabloids.
Mm-hmm.
When they were great and when they were on having cocaine problems. Right. They didn't care, either one. And his buddy, his boss, told him, go to New York, go to St. Paul and make George sign Strawberry because they wanted him for the back page.
Mm-hmm.
So Keegan came out. And then just glorified Strawberry. They came back home, not good enough, get back out there. And Keegan ended up, and the Post had as much to do with getting him back in New York as a, one day he wrote something and it, about Strawberry, and the Post, not on the back page, on the front page, had a picture of him in the Saints uniform, says, "Sign him, George." That was the headline. So,
and he did.
And Keegan was the guy who was doing that. Who was a perfect Post guy because he'd stir up crap in a minute. So anyway, that's.
You know how to get to the Jan Hassen?
No, but the girl with the telephone does. That's
Siri.
That's the girl. The greatest invention in years, you know, is the girl on the telephone.
See,
but you don't have much choice. You got to get on 94 and
494.
494. Yes, you got to get on 494 and make your way over to
212.
What 212, right?
212. Highway 5.
5.
You
Highway
take 5, and then you take a right on Market. Can't miss it.
No, but I never get
I've
on 212.
No.
I never get on 212.
Well, 212 and 5 are combined
but
when you
stick
exit.
With 5.
But stay on 5.
Well, nah, because then you end up stopping all the time. There's you can
just
kinda,
trust me, stay on Highway 5.
Nah, there are too
no,
many
no,
stops.
I got two conflicting things here.
Yeah.
I got to stay on 5.
Yeah, don't listen to the guy that had that as a daily commute for about a decade this building.
He goes that way.
Mm-hmm. Did. I used to live in Chanhassen.
Now I have no idea where you are.
Anyway, it's I've never been there. Never been.
You've never been.
Never been there.
Oh, you'll like it.
She's telling me we were there once. I don't remember.
Nah, I don't think so. What would get me to go there?
Right. I don't get.
I don't. You know what I don't.
I don't think so.
You know what I don't do?
What?
Community theater.
Yeah.
I don't do community theater.
Do is it? Should we add it to your list?
No, I don't dislike it.
Oh, wait.
I don't dislike
he doesn't.
It.
It's not a dislike.
Cricket, no, but somebody else.
They wanted crickets.
Crickets.
I'm not ripping crickets.
You got to explain. Wondered, you can't just start talking about it. You have to explain what happened.
Crickets.
I texted about, tweeted about.
You were confused by
the deal?
Them. Yeah.
Shut up. I mean, I don't bother me, but I got the screen open. It's 10:30 at night.
It's going on the
I'm
list.
Watching, and they're just, you know, what? How can you do that? How can you not stop? Because you know what? The other thing is, you hear millions of them, but you don't see them during.
Well, how about this?
You can't see them.
How about this? Certain plants I have to water. That's part of my job.
Yeah, you see,
and they're in there.
Okay.
And if I get right up to them and I go, hey, they stop.
Really?
They stop. If they sense that you're right there, they stop. Then
where
I walk away,
they
they'll start again.
Where are they all day?
I think they go to like Lake Calhoun.
I don't know what the hell.
Lake Harriet.
I mean,
no, here we go. August 12th, and this was, I only saw it because of Chris Long, Channel 5 Sports.
Don't you love it as white noise for sleeping?
Yeah, but sometimes it's.
Who said this might be a Patrick all-timer. But Patrick issued the following on August 12th, which would
don't
be 2 days
put
ago.
In the profanities.
With what with the crickets when it gets dark outside? Why don't they ever shut the hell up? And what are those little bastards doing in Alaska at this time of the year when there's only about a half hour to raise a rocket? I just don't get what their whole deal is.
I don't.
Maybe they don't have crickets in Alaska.
No ambition.
Right. See if they got crickets in Alaska.
I'm on it. Here we go.
Yeah, I had a guy respond that says, he was in Antarctica this summer, never heard of crickets.
Oh, I bet you. Yeah. I bet you that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, might be.
The cricket family called Grillid.
We don't need that. Do they have crickets in Alaska?
It explains why, Joe. The cricket family known as Grillidale has a worldwide distribution that spreads north to Lower Alaska and south to the end of South America.
I'll be damned.
In many cultures, crickets are a sign of good luck. And these creatures are often featured prominently in folklore and literature.
Well, don't you eat them, too? Aren't they a delicacy?
That's what Zimmern's a big cricket guy.
Certain people.
You can eat crickets.
Of course, one of our greatest lines ever, cricket balls.
Cricket balls.
How big
how
can
could
they be?
How could they be?
Yes. That was only 40 years ago or something. All right.
So we've got crickets in Alaska. We got that solved.
All right.
But only southern Alaska.
Say, you've been to this town, I would imagine, in Maui, Lanai.
Lahaina, yeah. I have. It was kind of a funky tourist town with a bunch of stuff. But I was talking to Jim about it, and he said it's been, you know, Oahu's fine. The rest, some of it, but the Big Island and Maui have been, you know, kind of in a drought. And he said the wind starts blowing 50 miles an hour because this hurricane's 800 miles away, but it Yeah. That's what the trade wins. And he said the idiots didn't make any preparations.
So I kept wondering, why don't you get a fire hose ready?
Yeah, they didn't, you know, get a helicopter to drop water or something, because you got the wind howling, and they never got any, they didn't prepare at all. So he was, you know, all of a sudden, what are the dead now, 55?
Old no, no, 90, yeah. 92, I believe. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people living up there in the shacks, probably. But there is, in Maui, there's a valley, this huge valley with these mountains that's supposed to be the rainiest place on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, 400 inches a year or something.
But this is separated from that.
Yes.
The
other place, we stayed once in Kahei, too, which is right around the corner from Lahaina.
You can't drive from the Big Island to Maui.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah.
These islands are fly. These islands are further apart than people think.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the same weather as...
Yeah.
You don't get the same weather in Oahu as you get in Maui. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
point. I knew you couldn't drive.
There's also a banyan tree there.
Famous.
It's like 600 years old or something, and I don't think that made it.
How about the church that didn't get touched?
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be some mystical message.
Well, what's the deal?
I don't know.
Everything around it's burned to the crisp.
All right. Well, you want to believe that? Go ahead.
Well, I didn't say I'm believing anything. I'm saying, don't you find that interesting?
I guess
I can't get you stirred up about that.
Can I ask you a Twitter question? Complete left turn, because I don't want to get
us in any more
trouble. What qualifies, Patrick, you or inspires you to? I better put this on Twitter, and there's a reason I'm asking.
Because they were annoying me.
No, not crickets. I'm just saying a general thought or topic. Is this going to provide agitation, or is this going to amuse me?
I would say agitation is number
chief
one.
Among them.
Number one, yeah.
Because Joe, I don't know if you saw this one from our guy, but this one made me LOL on Saturday because I saw it shortly after he posted it.
Mm-hmm.
On day after hail, there are two options when unknown caller rings 12 times. Let it ring or answer by saying, I don't want a free roof inspection and end call. Don't tell me just block them because I've been blocking 3 to 4 daily for a month and some bleep heads keep calling back.
They were in our neighborhood.
Oh, God. Well, they're calling me just left and right and you can't. They change the numbers. It's the same jackasses all the time. And a nice looking young man in a uniform came up. Was walking down the street after the hail day, and I said out, no!
Yep.
I said, no!
My roof is fine.
Fine. I got an expensive roof. I spent $18,000 for it about 4 years ago, and I got a 50-year guarantee.
Really?
That baby's good until I'm 126.
And so hail can't hurt.
I don't need any. Nothing. No, it's like bricks I got up there.
Yep.
And I don't need, stop
I
calling
don't think
me.
Bricks would
stop
be a good
calling
roof.
Calling an asshole.
Right, yes. Yeah, they won't stop. They will not stop.
I'll see you tonight.
All right. That was it.
Stop calling and asking!
When was the last time you heard from your insurance agent? You probably had to call them, right? It's because they don't have any options for you. They only represent one company. They have nothing to call you about. The Canopy Group represents 16 companies, not one. Paul Borchert and Jeff McDonald have an amazing team of 40 pros who work tirelessly to study the insurance marketplace and match you with the best company at the best price. That's why you'll hear from the Canopy Group year in and year out. They have more to offer. The Canopy Group's process not only matches the coverage you need, but they'll also save you a small fortune over time. 83% of Score North listeners like you who inquired with the Canopy Group received better insurance coverage and saved over $800 their first year on home and auto insurance. They will continue to save you money too. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com. 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you you are seeing in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did. And don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.